This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The courtroom, but here I am, and I find myself in the BetQL courtroom. But at least I've got my co-defendant with me. That is Ryan Rothstein. I'm the sports machine, Sean Levine, finishing up hour number one here on BetQL Daily. And if there's any team or anybody in sports that needs a good sentencing right now, and I'm talking at least 5 to 10, that has to be the Oakland A's. And I know everybody's pouring gasoline on the fire that has become the baseball team that's about to go to Las Vegas. So it's already bad. But let me tell you just how bad it's gotten, Rye. They've lost
how
11
bad is
straight.
It?
They've lost 11 straight. Their run differential is minus 199. So just to put some context to that, my Royals are not a good baseball team. They're minus 76. Again, the run differential for Oakland is minus 199. This team right now is on pace to go 28-134. He said they're on pace to go 28 wins to 134 losses. 24 and a half games back in the division already, and there's still a few days left in May. I mean, I feel bad saying throw them in there and throw away the key, because that's kind of what's happening. It's actually, to be honest with you, the more I talk it out, it's kind of sad what's happened to the A's.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I've heard the narrative of, well, this is a horrible time for them to be playing like this before they go to Vegas. I think it's a perfect time. Right? Like, what does it matter? Go get the fresh start out in Vegas. And honestly, I think it's just going to help get more eyeballs on them. Right, because the reality is they're not going to win the World Series, right? So listen, if you want to make headlines, let's make them, baby. Let's make them. Head on out to Vegas. Here's the reality. They're not going to lose 132 games. So it's an awful start, but it's May 29th, right? I mean, we still have like 18 more months left of this season alone. So, you know, there's a lot of baseball in front of them right now. So, you know, I'm not saying they're going to be a 500 team, but yeah, it's been ugly, dude. It's been ugly.
You know, there are some city rivalries like, you know, New York and Boston and, you know, all that. You're in Philly. Of course, you know what I'm talking about. But this Oakland and Vegas thing is going to get really real. If Las Vegas ends up taking two of Oakland's professional franchises, if that city ends up getting the Raiders and the A's, I mean, can you imagine? Like, I would be irate if that would be. But you have to think about it. Like, it makes a lot of sense. In Las Vegas, for the record, I've always thought it was the first time I went was when I go 03, 04. So I'm a long time ago now. All I'm saying is I always found it to be a good sports town because obviously you could always bet on sports there. So it felt like there were teams, even though there weren't really any local teams. But then all of a sudden you get the hockey team, you get the Knights, and they're good right away. By the way, they play tonight against the Dallas Stars in game 6. We'll talk about that a little bit later. You get the WNBA, you get the NFL, badass stadium. Now if you get baseball, and I think we all agree that the next step is in a few years, LeBron probably retires and then becomes an NBA owner, and that team probably ends up in Las Vegas also. Like, the truth is Las Vegas has turned into not just a really fun sports town, but like a really solid sports town.
I think it's become the sports town.
You're probably right. Like, not just honestly, for fighting anymore, but for everything.
For everything, I think more so, it is, you know, I don't know if you're going to like this, and I don't know, not being a fighting guy and an MMA guy like you are, Sean, but it's surpassed it almost. I mean, Vegas, if there's one city you want to go to, if there's one city that we want to look at and say it has really cool sports teams, it's a really cool freaking city, and there's just a lot of buzz and excitement and money pouring in there, it's Las Vegas, and I don't think it's particularly close.
Have you ever gone to a sporting event in Las Vegas? Like when you're there to be a degenerate like you are, to do some drinking and to hit on women and to look at your hotel room and the view and all these. Have you ever actually gone to a sporting event?
No, literally every single time I watch a Vegas Golden Knights game, if I'm not saying it, you know someone's saying it. And anyone listening, I think, can relate to this, because you always have a buddy. You know, if you're sports people, which if you're listening to this, obviously you damn sure are, you always have someone, if you're watching the hockey game, man, bucket list. We got to get to a Golden Knights game, you know, but that's also my bucket list.
I've only seen a couple of shows on the Strip. I saw this comedian called Tape Face. I wasn't that impressed. And then I went to a Golden Knights game.
Taser Face?
Night. Tape Face? He's like, okay. Puts tape over his face. It was just very underwhelming. But anyway, the Knights game was awesome. Like that, I'm not saying it's what you're talking about. It's bucket list. I don't know if it's gotten there just yet, but I will say, go to a Knights game. And here's the way to do it. You wait till the last minute, right? Like, don't buy your tickets early. Don't do any of that. And then just stay at Park MGM or one of those places. It's literally New York, New York. You're 10 steps outside. Wait until right before the puck drops and you can get tickets for $10. They're not great seats, but it is a really, really fun sporting event. Real quick, we'll break it down later. Who you like in game 6 tonight? You like the Stars or you like the Knights?
I like Vegas, baby. Vegas, baby. Vegas. I think they take care of business, dude. They're the better team. Listen, NHL playoffs, not only could I see Dallas winning, I could see them winning game 7 as well, but I'm betting on Vegas.
By the way, while we're here in court and we're sentencing people, I had the Atlanta Dream on the money line last night. My first official WNBA money line bet.
Why?
They came in as a I don't know. I felt like betting, and that was the one that I saw. Minus 300, and they had lost 20 games in a row, and they finally won. And so they busted my bet. They were on a 20-game losing streak. They were on
That's
a 20-game
amazing.
Losing streak, dude, and they won. So, yeah. DeAndre Hopkins, as we switch gears, you're in Philly. I'm in Kansas City. I'm looking at the odds for his most likely landing spot. It's Kansas City. It's Baltimore. He talked about all the teams he wanted to play with, and no surprise, right? It was the teams with all the quarterbacks. He said, I'll go play with Josh Allen. I'll go play with Jalen Hurts. I'll go play with Patrick Mahomes. I'll go play with Lamar. Ultimately, do you think, first from where you're sitting, do you think Philly needs him?
I mean, no, but – you know, just because you don't, quote, need him doesn't mean, of course, a guy like DeAndre Hopkins wouldn't be beneficial. But, no, it doesn't make sense. Like, if you're the Eagles, it doesn't – why are you bringing in DeAndre Hopkins when you have A.J. Brown and you have a young baller in Devontae Smith who just eclipsed 1,000 receiving yards, who is expected to, you know, continue to develop and become one of the best receivers in this league? So the Eagles already have arguably two top 5 to 10 wide receivers on this planet. So why are you bringing in a third? I don't think it makes sense. And I don't think it makes sense if you're Hopkins. I think you can go somewhere and be like a legit wide receiver number two on a contender, like whether it's Buffalo, Baltimore. Those are situations I see. The Jets.
And to be the Jets are a good call. My Chiefs, I mean, they could use like a real wide receiver since Tyreek Hill left. They were obviously, they went on and won the Super Bowl, so they don't necessarily need that guy to go out there and have 1,300, 1,500 yards like we've seen DeAndre Hopkins have in his career. And I'm not sure he is that guy. That's the other thing, is how much gas does he have left in the tank? He obviously wants to go out there and win a ring before he hangs up the cleats. But also, Rye, how expensive is it going to be? Because if you're talking about these teams, these good teams, they don't necessarily have a ton of money laying around for a wide receiver that they have question marks for, which is why I agree with you. I think ultimately Baltimore is probably the best landing spot for him, because not only could Baltimore use him, but he could use Baltimore.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It would be a shoo-in for me if Baltimore didn't give Odell Beckham Jr. $20 million. If you're the Ravens, are you not kicking yourself for that? I mean, I blasted the Ravens at the time for doing that. Like, what are you – you're paying Odell Beckham Jr. $20 million for what reason? For what reason are you doing this? And now, with the benefit of hindsight, you say, you know, if that hinders them at all, that's, you know, shame on them. But, yeah, it's even so, I don't know what their cap situation, financial situation is exactly. I don't know what Hopkins is willing to take pay cut-wise, but that would make the most sense for me. Buffalo does as well, but Baltimore even more so.
To your point about Odell Beckham, just to back it up with some numbers, this guy, 305 yards his last season. Obviously, he wasn't completely healthy. 319 the year before, same thing. 315 the year before that. I not only wildly overrated, but also questions about his health. And to give that guy that kind of money at that age is absolutely insane. But look, it's also what the NFL does. Not so much at the wide receiver position, but I was looking at quarterbacks. And I have no problem with Patrick Mahomes only being the seventh highest paid quarterback in the NFL, even though everybody knows that he's the best, right? That's the game. That's inflation. That's how it works. But if you look at the guys, some of them that are being paid more than him, that's my problem. Like, you look at Kyler Murray, what? Yeah. What? If you told me that Joe Burrow or Josh Allen or even Lamar or some of these guys that I wouldn't tell you deserve it more, I'd say, okay, that's how it works. Deshaun Watson, you want to talk about bad NFL contracts. And we can keep the off-the-field stuff off the radio. Dude, I'm telling you, on the field, to give that guy more money than any other NFL player has ever got is just crazy. We got a chance to see him for a couple of games at the end last year in Cleveland. Like, you're right. These guys, the Odell Beckham contract is a weird one. On the surface, it seems like a bad one. But also, it just seems like it's what the NFL does.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, even more so with quarterbacks. You look at – like, look at the Daniel Jones contract, right? I mean, this is a guy that I've seen up close and personal two times a year since he's entered the league. And I'm sorry. I know everyone's obsessed with Brian Daboll. He had a nice season, really nice year on the sidelines for the Giants. Helped settle in Daniel Jones. But Jones is, I think, average on his best day. And he just got, like, $180 million? $180 million?
It does feel like sometimes these teams feel like they have to pay their quarterback because if not, he's going to go somewhere else and somebody else will pay him. And I understand I'm in Kansas City, so I'm fortunate here in this bubble with Patrick Mahomes. But I would say if you don't have a Josh Allen or a Patrick Mahomes or a Jalen Hurts or a Joe Burrow, if you don't have one of these top six or seven guys, don't just pay the 15th best quarterback in the league. Go out and try to find him. Go out and try to get that guy. Hell, the Chiefs had Alex Smith, who I think was a top 10 quarterback, who had won back-to-back divisions, and then they went out and drafted Patrick Mahomes. I know that's not how you're supposed to do it, but, you know, sometimes it works. All right, we go from the NFL back to the NBA.